Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and we definitely are right back and right here on TalkZone.com with Positive Living. You know, this story is about this story, and this actually we're talking about a story today, a true story. But this program is about turning your obstacles into opportunities and about hope, and that's what this is all about. My guest today is Heather Summer Hayes Carrieu, who is the author of the sister's memoir, 65 Roses. And it's really all about how you live with your sister's fatal disease, inspiration that we can offer others, how we have a normal life or semi-normal, and really how to create hope in our life. You know, Heather, this is probably a tough question to ask, but here it is. In what way would you say that your life is richer having been through this tough experience?
Oh, my gosh. It would take me much longer to answer that question than we have time for, because there are...
Well, what's your first response?
My first response is that I think that I'm a much more compassionate and loving person than I might have been without this experience. I think it really broke my heart open in many ways, and although it was painful, you know, it's like the old saying, there's more room in a broken heart.
Tell me, Heather, when you still go through this, when you speak to groups all over the country and to large groups, what do you hear most from them? What are the major questions or comments you get from people?
Often when I'm signing books in particular, and I'm with someone one-to-one for a few moments, they want to share with me their own story of loss, and they want to know when it's going to be over, when this feeling is going to go away. And I have to answer them that the feeling will never go away, and you don't want it to go away, really. Pam used to say to me during the last year of her life, the pain that we were experiencing in anticipating this loss, it shows what the depth of our love for each other is. And it's not that you have to stay in that excruciating state of pain for the rest of your life, but that sense of loss, that sense of who you were with that person, that's going to stay with you in a place. But it's just like having a wound on your arm, or you know, I got my hand caught in the car door once when I was a kid, and it was very, very painful while it was healing. And I have a scar now, and the scar is not painful, and not even the memory of that experience is painful anymore, but the scar is definitely there, and it's part of who I am. And again, if you become a warrior on behalf of your own life, that's not to say that I'm living on behalf of my sister or I'm living a life that she didn't live. I'm living my own life as full as I can. And that's the best way to honor Pam. It's also the best way to deal with my grief. Certainly while I was writing the book, there were days of writing when I would start a paragraph and then I'd lay on the floor for 2 hours and just cry and wail. And then I'd get up and finish the paragraph. And there are moments, I had a moment last week where something, I can't even remember what it was now, but triggered a particular thought of Pam. And, you know, I had a good little 10-minute cry. And we're talking, you know, Pam died in 1980, and it's 2008 now. So those feelings are still with me. They're still part of me, but I accept them as part of me and part of who I am. So the feelings don't go away, but they find a place to live. And I think that's the key word, is it's all about living, it's about life, and it's about accepting, and again, surrendering. I can surrender myself to the pain of those memories sometimes, but then I always have to surrender myself back to life again. And so that's what I try to tell people, that who come to me and say, when is this going away? Another thing that arises is they're saying, particularly if the grief is fairly fresh, we live in a society where everything And sometimes the rest of our family or our friends or colleagues at work, they want us to get over something very quickly. And they want us to return to who we were, particularly after loss or even after a diagnosis of something. You know, I have friends who've been diagnosed with breast cancer, and 5 years, 10 years, 15 years out, they're still very much alive, but they're experiencing the loss of who they were before the breast cancer.
Yes.
And we are experiencing that loss, but there's also the joy of experiencing who they are after the breast cancer and the changes that have happened in their lives, much of it a very positive, the way they see life or the way they appreciate life or each other or themselves. So it's again, it's where do you choose to put your focus? And you always want to try to put your focus forward or on things that are going to move you forward. Also, questions often arise about faith and where do you get your faith or where can I find faith? Since my child died, since my husband was diagnosed, I've lost my faith. Where did you put your faith to begin with? Sometimes we put our faith in things that don't deserve our faith, or it's very difficult. We have to sometimes put our faith in the medical opportunities that are available and put our faith in doctors, and that faith is not always warranted. And faith in God, of course, is the big question. But I say you can have faith in yourself. You can have faith in another person. You can have faith that the sun's going to come up in the morning. You can have faith that the spring is going to arrive. There are certain things in the world that are just there, and usually in nature, that cycles that are repetitive. And if that's the only place you can put your faith for a while, that's the place to do it, you know.
All right, and we're going to have to close, and I really appreciate you being on the program. Tell people how they can find your book.
Well, Amazon is a great place to start. Barnes & Noble, your independent local bookstore. I like to support the independent stores. But Amazon is a great place, and I think they actually have the best price. And very excitingly, Target Stores is going to make it the book a recommended read for 2008. And if it's not there yet, it will be very, very soon.
All right.
Target Stores all across America.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on the program and sharing your wisdom and your courage and your faith and hope.
You're very welcome. And I'm happy to answer any emails that come to me as well.
And give us the email address.
Heather@65rosesthebook.com.
And that's spelled out.
Spelled out.
S-I-X-T-Y.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And again, stay on the line. Folks, you know, this, again, the show is all about inspiration, which is exciting. Next week, I have on a wonderful woman who really talks about hope and making your life work. You know, what would it be? What would it really take to make you happy? A fulfilling career, a big bank account, or the perfect mate? What if you could experience happiness from the inside out, no matter what's going on in your life? Tune in next week on Talk Zone with me and my guest, Marcy Shimoff, transformational expert and author of Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. She's the co-author of 6 of the top-selling titles of Chicken Soup for the Soul and featured teacher in the international book and movie, The Secret. So, folks, as I always say at the close of each show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Have a great Monday and a great week.